bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, it's the time of the year where you're encouraged to shave or to wax or to colour your hair. Is it summer? No. We talked to Tennille from the Leukemia Foundation about the world's greatest shave, something that we can all get behind, can't we, guys?
That is a good cause.
That's true.
Yeah, except I'm a bit nervous about shaving off.
Well, you had purple hair the other day, so it's not too
much
far.
Done it already. This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
It's that time of the year again for the world's greatest shave, and to tell us all about it is Tennille from the Leukemia Foundation. Good morning, Tennille.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up nice and early to chat with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So the World's Greatest Shave, is that the biggest fundraiser for the Leukemia Foundation?
Yeah, the World's Greatest Shave raises just over half of what we need to supply services across the nation. So it's a massive fundraiser for us.
And being a community organisation, I believe you probably receive no ongoing government funding. So do you do everything... are all your fundraising things such as the World's Greatest Shave really important for you to get the word out there?
Yeah, look, they're hugely important. You're right in saying that we don't get any ongoing government funding. So everything that we do out in the community, everyone's hard work and digging deep, you know, really affects and changes what we're able to provide for patients and families across the year.
Oh, hi, Tennille. So you've got on your website here getting sponsors to shave, colour or wax the hair on your head. Now, does anybody actually wax the hair on their head? Because I can imagine that's pretty damn painful.
Yeah, look, we don't tend to get anyone wanting to wax their head, but we certainly get the guys involved in getting their chest waxed, and even some of them brave enough to get their legs waxed, which I think... hands up for you.
Well, that definitely makes more sense. So,
yeah.
Jess has quite a hairy chest, so I'm sure we could wax that.
I've got quite a hairy everything except the top of my head, so I might leave that one for another day.
Well, what about people like myself? So I'm not particularly too keen on shaving off my hair. Is there other things that I can do to get involved?
Yeah, look, World's Greatest Shave isn't just about shaving your head. Like I said, for the men, you can get involved by waxing, but for the ladies and other people out there that don't particularly want to go bald for the event, we do crazy colours. You can get people to sponsor you to dye your hair or to colour your hair, and we also do on public events, we colour them with brightly coloured hairspray. So there's lots of other ways that you can get involved other than just shaving.
What option are you heading for this year, Tennille?
I'm definitely going for the colour. Mm-hmm. Last year, I think I went blue and yellow, so I'm not sure what we'll do this year. But I've got longer than shoulder length hair, so it makes a fairly decent statement.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I don't want to get bogged down with details, but I guess leukemia is something that we don't hear as much about as, say, breast cancer or other types of cancer. What are the type of rates that we're looking at in our community? How many people does it affect?
Yeah, so within our community, so nationwide, there's over 12,000 people diagnosed every year with a blood cancer, which when you look at that in smaller numbers, that means 34 people today will get the devastating news that they have a blood cancer. So it really does greatly affect our community, even though you don't hear about it as much as some of the other cancers. It is certainly very prevalent, and we need to do everything we can to try and support the people going through it and also support the research to make sure that we can keep continuing finding better treatments.
And are those rates, are they pretty much on par with, say, 10 years ago, or is it getting worse or better, do you think?
Look, it's certainly not very different, but what happens is our treatments become better and better every year. So we actually have more people surviving with blood cancers, which means they live their life with a blood cancer. So the ongoing effects can accumulate over that period of time. So not only are we getting 12,000 every year that are newly diagnosed, we have those people that are in the community that have been diagnosed maybe 3-4 years ago that are continually living with the effects of their blood cancer and the side effects of their treatment.
Well, if anyone wants more information on the World's Greatest Shave, they can head to worldgreatestshave.com. Tennille, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Triple Threat.
Thanks so much for having us, and get out there, be brave and shave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.